Trustee Gunsmith, this is Bob.
Hello, my name is Shawnee. You're returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Oh, you caught me at a bad time, unfortunately. The reason I'm calling is because the company that you either represent or work for charged something to a credit card, and I have not done any business with any company. Let me tell you what it says. Take a picture of it.
Well, may I have your zip code?
98247.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Intense Tech. You familiar with them?
I'm sorry?
Intense Tech? Are you familiar with them?
Well, I would have to actually pull up your account.
I don't have an account with you. That's what I'm saying. I do not have an account with you. Why are you charging to my credit card?
Okay. May I please have your first and last name?
Robert Hargrove.
You said Robert?
Yes.
Hargrove.
H-A-R-G-R-O-V-E.
Would it be under a different name?
Nope.
Nobody else in your household?
Nope.
Okay. What was the charges?
$8 on... Well, I've had this happen before where it starts off low and then all of a sudden a bigger charge comes through. So I'm trying to put a stop to it now. $8.25 on December 9th.
Okay. Do you have an email address?
I have a couple. Do you want one?
Yes, because I'm trying to locate an account for you. Because I'm not showing where your name is.
Yeah, you won't.
But if you have charges from, where did you get this number?
It's on my bank. It's on my credit card statement.
Okay, so if this number is on your credit card statement and it has charges by it, there is an account.
What?
So I'm just trying to locate the account. Now, you stated that you don't have another name.
Well, Bob is my first name also, but
well,
none of my legal stuff is under Bob. I don't have another name now.
Okay, I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
901 East Main Street, Harrison, Washington.
Yes, sir. It was under Bob.
Well, there you go. Even more unlikely because my credit card is not under that name.
Yes, sir. So please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account. It's loading. Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do see on December 9th, you placed the order for the Stealth Elite drone where you only paid for shipping and handling, which was $8.25.
Okay, all right.
And
see,
I do...
That's fine. Okay. I did do that, but that's not what they said it would be charged under, so...
Yes, sir. So I do see...
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I do see where we did attempt to charge you the $67.32, but it was declined. Now, let me explain your charges. So, on December 9th, where you placed that order for the Stealth Elite drone, where you only paid for shipping and handling, which was $8.25, you were automatically placed inside of a trial. where the terms and conditions stated that you had a certain amount of time to call in and cancel before you were billed in full for that membership. And what the membership was, it was from the Factory Direct Savings Store, where you get 100.
That's not what any of the stuff that I read when I did this. So you can forget all of this. I will not accept these charges. That's ridiculous.
I can go ahead and cancel out this account for you.
Yeah, I do. Cancel everything, please.
Okay, so just allow me a brief moment to cancel out this account for you. Also, once again, we did attempt to charge you the $67.32, but it was declined. So really all you paid was for shipping and handling. You didn't pay for the membership. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel it, and then I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Could you maybe email the cancellation number to me, because I am not anywhere where I can write it down?
Well, it should automatically send a cancellation email to you once I've canceled it.
But
usually I prefer to give you the cancellation over the phone just in case, you know. I understand. One moment, please.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like,
Yeah, go ahead and say it if you have to.
Okay, so the cancellation is C as in Charlie, 263-168-621. Okay, and this account has been completely canceled, so you shouldn't receive any more reoccurring charges. As far as that Steph Elite drone goes, that's yours to keep.
What's mine to keep?
The Steph Elite drone is yours to keep. Also, did you receive it? Let's see.
I haven't received it.
Okay, I'm going to track that package. Okay, so it's saying that it's still in transit. Okay, so you should receive that package.
Right.
Is there anything else that I can help you with on today?
No, you've been very helpful. Thank you. You can.
No problem. Well, I'd like to thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You also.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Oh, no. I thought we were hanging out.
Okay. I can disconnect the call.
Yeah,
thank you for contacting customer support. Bye-bye.